This podcast brought to you by Seats R Us. For a seat to suit, it has to be Seats R Us. Seatsrus.com.au.
From the studios of AAA Murray Country, out into the deep wilderness, unleashing our wild side with animal yarns, is Ranger Stacey.
Yes, that is me. And I'm very excited because today we're focusing, as we've been doing for a number of weeks now, on our native Australian animals. And we've been going through the alphabet. It's so hard sometimes to choose which animal I'm going to go for.
Yeah.
Today is Q.
We're now, almost through the alphabet.
We're getting there, aren't
wow.
we? Next week's going to be R. R. Well,
thank you for that.
So when I heard it was Q, when we got to Q, I thought, okay, quokka. It's going to be quokka. And then I've changed my mind because quokkas are—they're quite. Well, we don't have them in Queensland either.
Yeah, we don't want them.
You see them a lot over in Western Australia, like on Rottnest Island, and they're really cute. Mm. Like, you know, have you ever seen a quokka? They're the ones that people get selfies with because they kind of smile.
Yeah, but one day
they're really cute.
One day they're going to turn and be like, "I'm sick of taking selfies. I'm going to bite someone." Yeah, well, it's not what we
I'd
want.
Like to see that.
Oh, wow. Yeah, I don't really. I'm not a big fan of.
Quokkas.
No, people taking pictures with them. Like, I just think it's too close and I think it's...
Yeah, sometimes people, just to get that selfie, they'll do anything and they'll invade their space, you know.
They will, yeah.
But anyway, let's get on to this. So, quolls. Some people have never even heard of a quoll. Have you heard of a quoll?
Is it a bird?
No. Is it a plane? It's a super quoll. So, now, quolls... Quolls are really cute.
Okay.
But
you
don't
want to.
You don't want to mess with them. I'm gonna hold up a picture.
Oh my gosh.
So a quoll, it's around the size. Let me paint a picture for you.
It's pretty cool.
About the size of a cat.
Yeah.
So you know they're not huge, but they are. They're not like a cat at all, really. They're hunters like a cat.
Yep.
But they're a carnivorous, meaning a meat eater, marsupial, meaning they've got a pouch.
Yeah.
So they're, you know, one of our largest, other than the, you know, being a predator, other than the dingo, this is the largest carnivorous animal that we have in Australia, the quoll. But even more special because they have a pouch. So... I'll go from head to tail.
It looks like a Tasmanian devil.
A little bit, yeah. And they're actually called a dasyurid. That's their scientific name, which means hairy tail.
Oh.
So if we start from the tip of the nose, they've got a little pink nose, little pointy snout, quite small little eyes and little sticky up ears. But then it's their coat that is really beautiful. It's like a browny, fawny colour coat and it's got like random white spots on it.
They look like they would bite you though.
They would.
Okay.
They would. They've got very, very sharp teeth inside of that mouth. And as the name dasyurid suggests, they've got a really, like, hairy tail.
Okay.
They're beautiful, beautiful animals, though. Really special to have in the Australian bush. We've only got 4 species in Australia.
Are they going extinct?
Pretty much mostly all endangered, unfortunately. Right. And that's because of introduced animals, you know, like feral cats, foxes. Also, another thing that the quolls will eat is the cane toad. And obviously cane toads are poisonous. They've got venom in those sacs.
Why would they do that?
Well, they just see it as, you know, a source of food because they also eat anything from as small as insects. They eat frogs, which may look to them a bit like a cane toad.
Yeah.
But frogs, lizards, birds, bigger quolls will eat possums.
You'd think after all this time they'd realise that cane toads kill them.
Yeah, well, they're starting to adapt. So they are starting to, you know, evolve and adapt and maybe leave them alone. But that is something that is causing and also obviously habitat loss.
Yeah, but I also suppose, like, I eat chocolate and I always go, oh, that's going to make me feel sick.
I'm not going to do that ever again.
But I do it.
Exactly. So maybe they taste good, but yeah, it's had a pretty bad effect on them. So there's 4 different species. We've got the spotted tail quoll, the western quoll, the eastern quoll, and the northern quoll. 2 of those species are found in Queensland, the spotted tail and the northern quoll. But they're really interesting. Mostly they're active at nighttime, so they're nocturnal. They come out under the cover of darkness. That's when they hunt for these things that I mentioned. So, you know, they're real meat eaters, and that's why they've got those really sharp teeth and sharp claws as well. Because they're also arboreal. They can climb into trees.
Wow.
So they can even,
the
you know.
Full package.
They are the full package.
Can they swim?
No, I don't think they're great swimmers.
Oh, that's right.
They're not quite the full package, but no, they're not, but they're really agile in the forest. And what else is interesting about them? The babies are really cute. Can you imagine how cute the babies would be? And they're tiny. Because they're a marsupial, that's what any marsupial that has a pouch, they basically have a really short gestation period or pregnancy. And it's only for quolls, it's only 21 days. So three weeks. Short. Yep, 3 weeks they're pregnant for.
Boom, boom.
Yeah, boom, 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 boom. They pop out up to 18 little pups.
Wow.
And they're tiny, like really, really tiny, like a jelly bean sort of size. Very underdeveloped. But the problem is the mum, she only has six teats. So it means it's the whole survival of the fittest things. So it's the six strongest ones,
They just die.
Where the six that get to the teats, they're the ones that will survive. The weaker ones that obviously can't be nourished, they'll perish. Mm. Sometimes the mum will even eat them.
Wait, what?
The look on your face.
The mum will eat them.
Yeah, because it's nature. Nature can be cruel.
And it's a waste of food if they die.
Yeah, it is. It's survival of the fittest. God. So she'll pretty much like feed, they'll stay in her pouch. And it's not like a great pouch, like a kangaroo pouch. It's pretty much like a flap of skin that almost on the abdomen that converts into a pouch when she's ready. So they'll attach to the teats, they'll drink from her, and then they'll stay in there, for not too long. And then once they're about 1 year of age, they're pretty much good to go on their own. Like the antechinus. Remember when we started off with the little antechinus, the little tiny carnivorous marsupial? Well, they're related to those. They're like a big cousin of theirs. Oh. And remember how I said the antechinus, once the male mates, he dies.
Yeah.
Well, it's kind of similar with this. They don't drop dead. The male doesn't drop dead straight away. But he doesn't have a very long life. He might only have a couple of breeding seasons, then he's exhausted and he dies. They don't.
Kings, just got to do what you got to do to save nature,
That's what, just to pass on your genes.
Yeah.
And that's pretty much the quoll. They'll only live for, about 4 or 5 years if they're lucky. So they have a very short life.
Quolls, man, wow.
Yep. Amazing. I think that's pretty much the gist of it. And if you've never seen a quoll, you probably never will, actually, because they're really, really hard to see. They're very shy, very elusive, and because they're endangered, there's not that many around.
Stay for another educational piece.
That was an educational one, I've got to say.
Animal Yarns, can't wait for next week.
This podcast brought to you by Seats R Us. For a seat to suit, it has to be Seats R Us. SeatsRUs.com.au.